Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Listen, this story in Waterbury made national news, obviously, when this young man we haven't seen, or he just goes by the letter S, I think now, was there was a fire in Waterbury. It turns out he says he was basically kept captive in the house for a couple of decades. He's in his early 30s, and he was pulled out of elementary school and then sort of disappeared. And DCF says they don't even have any records. And it brings up a lot of questions about falling through the cracks and what can be done and what should be done. Sam Smink is the chief investigative reporter at WFSB Channel 3, joining us here on Brian & Company. She's got a two-part series, one airing tonight at 5 o'clock and then tomorrow, that it sort of addresses this. Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's the more I thought about this, Sam, and the more we talked about it on the air earlier this morning, how incredibly important this actually is. And just sort of talk to us just how you arrived at this particular angle and you know, what we can expect to learn tonight and tomorrow.
Well, one big question a lot of people had writing into us and even lawmakers have had is just how this child was able to be taken out of school and disappear. And, you know, there are documents that say he was homeschooled. There's other documents that say he wasn't homeschooled. We don't exactly know that answer, but what we did find out was that there are no homeschooling regulations in Connecticut, or really any regulations that require districts to do anything if a child is removed from school for any reason. You know, they do recommend, the state does recommend someone file a notice of withdrawal that they're going to homeschool or they're going to send to a private school or even switch public schools. Now, if they go to a different school district, often those districts will talk to get records. But if the second district doesn't reach out to the first, there really is no follow-up. It's incredible to learn that there really is nothing that protects these kids.
Well, basically, if you leave the public school system and there's no police report or anything, the kid can disappear.
The kid can disappear 100%. And oftentimes, you know, a lot of the talk as well has been what DCF did or didn't do in this case. As we know, at first they said they had no records, and now they say they do when they're looking at them. So we don't exactly know what happened there. But at the same time, there really is no accountability if someone with a DCF case takes a child out of school. Oftentimes, unless the school is the one that complained to DCF in the first place about this family, the school might not even know there was an active DCF case. Yeah. So, you know, in Kimberly Sullivan's arrest report, we have the victim, now survivor, tell police that he was taken out of school after DCF had come to the house twice following his school staff's concerns. Well, in that case, you know, him being taken out of school right after that, that should have triggered a DCF investigation among itself.
Yeah.
Homeschooling is not something that automatically triggers DCF. I want to put that out there right now.
Right.
But it is incredible to think that their DCF was investigating this family and then the child was just taken out of school. And in 2018, the Office of the Child Advocate actually did a study looking at homeschool kids, 380 of them across six districts, and found that in many cases, these families had DCF cases that were open or closed, and then they were just taken out of school and nothing happened because either the school district didn't do anything, didn't let DCF know that was happening, or the school district didn't even know DCF had a case.
Right.
And a lot of this new talk about putting some sort of regulations in place is really for those children. We have talked to homeschooling groups that, you know, feel this is unfair, that they're being blamed for something that is not their fault, because obviously Kimberly Sullivan, as one homeschooler called, was a monster. But there is just a lot of concern for those children that are involved with families involved with DCF
right.
that can just disappear from public view.
And listen, I said that earlier too. It's like, this is not an indictment of homeschooling. It's just about, you know, just mitigating risk here. We're talking with Sam Smink from WFSB, chief investigative reporter. And again, two pieces airing on these issues starting tonight at 5 o'clock on Channel 3. Is, you know, for me, it's like, if somebody is pulled out of the system, even if they go to private school or they go to homeschool, maybe there should be some sort of database built just for wellness checks every X amount of time, even if there is no DCF case. Not that there's any suspicion, but just to know. I don't think that that's necessarily an unreasonable thing to necessarily set up. But, I don't want to give away everything, you know, that's going to be on tonight and tomorrow, because we want people to watch it. But is there anything like at the Capitol to discuss this and maybe – because I think the DCF's got some problems, mainly with their record keeping and their technology, and I think that's almost a separate issue. But what's being discussed at the state level to maybe address this?
Yeah, so tonight we're focusing on the Office of the Child Advocate and superintendents and what they want done on their end, and then tomorrow we're really focusing on what the lawmakers are saying. And there are active conversations. Now, do I think anything would happen this session? It's kind of late in the game, but there's conversations about putting some sort of regulation in there. Because again, I said right now it's recommended you tell the school that you're homeschooling, but it's just recommended. And it's recommended you check in with the school once a year. But again, it's recommended. So there's no actual law that says they have to do this. And in that 2018 report I mentioned with the Office of the Child Advocate, school districts were like, well, it's just recommended. We're not required to do it. So if we get some opposition from a parent, like, that's it.
Were you pretty stunned at how big a blind spot this really is?
I really was, because, there was an article I was reading that Connecticut and Texas are the two states that have the least regulation for homeschooling and for cases where children are pulled out of school. You don't often hear Connecticut and Texas having the same laws.
Right.
So it was just interesting, because we do know Connecticut is a high regulation state. It was interesting to hear that there's no regulation here. There was a push to do this in 2019, but a lot of parental opposition, and it just kind of fell through the wayside again.
But there are other states that are, and have you looked at like what other states do?
Oh my goodness, we didn't even have time to get into all of that, but there is a lot. New York is the strictest. They actually require that homeschooling parents turn in a portfolio every year. They have to make sure that they're going along with New York State standards. Massachusetts is very strict as well. Now, the people we talk with don't want to get that strict. They just want to start with having some sort of record. It's just like you said, right now the Department of Education in Connecticut has no idea how many children are homeschooled or in private school. They just don't keep that number.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that requires a parent to tell them that they're doing that. And so they just want to start with that and maybe some sort of check-in once a year to get their eyes on the child.
Yeah.
But, I mean, New York and Massachusetts are neighboring.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
States, they're very, very strict with this.
It seems like it's a no-brainer to do something. Maybe they don't need to turn in a syllabus or what have you, but I think it's an easy lift to do something, and it's really important. Listen, Sam, we'll be watching at 5 tonight, and of course tomorrow too. We appreciate it. It's a really important story, and the more I thought about it and the more you and I were back and forth, I just think that people need to know about this because people's kids' lives, I mean, these are our kids, so I think it's a great concept. I'm glad you're bringing it to the public.
Yes, the number one question we were getting from viewers, so we really wanted to look into it for them.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Sam.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Sam Smink, Chief Investigative Reporter with WFSB.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.